This morning we're visiting with Cooper Gibson. Cooper is an Atlantic Middle School student who participated this last weekend in the National Archery in Schools Tournament in Louisville, Kentucky. Sounded like you had a lot of fun. Cooper, tell us about your family.
I'm the son of Kevin and Amber Gibson. I have two brothers, Cole and Clayton. We live on the farm, do a lot of farm work and stuff like that.
You bet. And a little bit of archery too, obviously. Yeah. Have you bow hunted for a long time?
I don't really bow hunt, but I shoot my bow just for practice, always shooting at a bale or something back before I got involved with archery through the school.
Yeah, this is always something you've had an interest in.
Oh, definitely. I love archery.
Okay. Be an ambassador a little quick. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of this last weekend, there might be a lot of folks in the community who really are going to be shocked at the size and scope of the archery program, not just in the high school, but in the middle school as well. It's kind of a big deal. There are a lot of students participating.
Yeah, at Nationals, there were about 1,000 middle school boys, and that's just boys. There's probably another 1,000 girls. And then high school, there's more because it's bigger in high school. So it's just a lot of fun. A lot of people do it because it's something where it's a club, so you're not required to go to practices, but it's just really fun to do.
Well, and you've done pretty well in competition. Part of that is you do enjoy it, and you've been doing it a long time. How much do you practice?
When I was practicing with the team, it was 4 times a week if I could get there, but it was at the beginning. I had basketball, so I wasn't always there. But then occasionally I'll practice at home, like once a weekend. And after state, I was practicing 2 or 3 times a week in my shed so that I could stay fresh and focused on nationals.
What type of equipment do you use?
We all use a Genesis bow. It's a compound bow. They're all the exact same, and you can't use any sights at all.
So you have to be pretty skilled at this.
It takes a lot of work.
Okay, no artificial assistance there with some of the technology that's out there necessarily, because we know there's a lot of that there too. Louisville, Kentucky this last weekend, that had to be pretty exciting. You were the only representative from here in the middle school in Atlantic?
Yes, I was.
Were there any high schoolers that were involved?
Nope.
You were the only Atlantic representative. How did you manage to pull that off?
It was all because of my coaches. Coach Roland, he couldn't make it, but Dent Petty, he went with me, and him and I, we went to state fair together, so we're close. And then he's always on me, like, you need to be practicing still, you got at nationals. And when I qualified 6th at state, I told him, like, Coach, I'm probably not gonna be able to go because my parents. He goes, I'm taking you down no matter what. So that's just, he's a good role model in it.
Yeah. The rules state that to go and participate in nationals, you have to have a certified coach with you, is right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So you were able to do that, and so you guys hopped in the car last weekend and drove to Louisville, Kentucky to spend, what, a good day shooting?
Actually, what we did, we drove the 11 or 12 hours, including stops, and then stayed in our hotel. I shot in the early flight, 8:30 there. It'd be 7:30 our time. And then I shot, and we all just left because we headed for the race in Kansas.
You had a big weekend, a lot of drive time there. But you made the best of your time, it looks like, too. There were over 7,000 participants in this event during the course of the weekend. And that had to be a little overwhelming, wasn't it?
It was. When I got there, I was amazed because they line up 500 targets, and there's two per target. So they're shooting 1,000 people at a time or a little less. My flight was about 800.
That's still a lot. And it's indoors, right?
Yes, it is indoors, so no wind to bother you or anything.
Most people are going to think you're going to line up 500 archery targets. Well, obviously, that's an outdoor event. You were, what, in the convention center there?
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. It was a big, pretty much warehouse. Really cool place.
Yeah, pretty impressive. And you did pretty well. We wrote some numbers down here on the sheet from some of the places and things. Were you surprised at how well you did, or did you have some expectations to do really well when you got there?
I expected to do really good. I expected to get top 400 out of every guy there, and I turned out to get 281st out of 7,450. I was hoping I could get top 50 for boys middle school. I didn't know that many people would shoot that great there, but it was about probably three or four people per score from the top score, so it's pretty hard to get up in there.
Sure. Well, and you said 281st out of 7,450 overall. Among middle school boys, you were 78th out of, well, a little over 2,900. And specifically in eighth grade, there were 1,033 students, and you placed 37th overall. That's pretty exciting. What were your point totals? How is that figured up?
Okay, so there's a circle on the inside, that's a 10, and then it goes 9 on the outside, 8, 7, 6, all the way down to 1. And if you miss the target or don't hit inside the circles, it's a 0. So, and you get 5 arrows to shoot. You get a practice round from 10 meters, and then you get 3 scored rounds. And you get, so your most possible points there is 150, and that's really hard. Not very many people can get it, but some can get 149, 148. That's, I'm assuming that's what the kid that got first in there did. But then you go back to 15 meters, and you shoot the same thing, the practice, and then the 5 scored. And when I shot, I got a 286 out of 300.
Did I? Nice job. That is pretty good. How does that compare with how you shoot back here at home in competitions?
It's still scored the same, but it's just there. It's a lot more stress in you because you're worried and your gut's twisting up, and you're a lot more focused down here because you're not with your friends just chatting on the line. But overall, it's pretty much the same thing connected.
Kind of like shooting a free throw to win a game in the state tournament, in the state basketball tournament, in front of all those people, and it's just you having to do it.
Yeah, pretty much. And then since I was the only person from Atlantic, I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun and everything. Like, oh, I don't have any friends for the car ride. But then I'm actually the highest Atlantic shooter down in Nationals. When they took kids 3 years ago, I'm still the highest.
Pretty exciting. Does this motivate you then to want to do more? Obviously, you're doing very well at this. What's next for you?
My goal for next year is to be shooting consistently above a 290, which I'm going to be practicing most of the summer for. And I really want to make another appearance within the next 2 years.
Now, are there other I don't know if there are awards and prizes and things, but are there other things out there for folks who are successful at this?
At state, like I said, top 10 of each division. They do an elementary, boys and girls, so there's two divisions in that, and then middle school, boys and girls, and then high school, boys and girls. So top 10 out of each division qualify for nationals. Top 5 get a plaque, and so I didn't quite get a plaque, but I got to go down to nationals. And if you win at state the whole tournament, you got a new bow, and that was the same thing with down in Kentucky.
Well, that's pretty exciting, too. Are there scholarship opportunities through this type of an activity?
There are scholarship opportunities. I'm not for sure what they are. I don't remember right now, but I do know there are some.
Sure. Tell people why it's important to do these types of things. Why is this important to you?
It really takes a lot of stress off of me, and I can just, if I'm really stressed out, I can just go to my shed and shoot some arrows, and it keeps your concentration up too, because you're focusing on shooting that perfect 10.
Always helps when you're able to figure out different ways to stay focused on something. It helps you in other ways then too. You got quite a few students, as we kind of talked about, already involved here in the middle school and in the high school in Atlantic. Always room for more though, right?
Oh, definitely. If you want to join archery, we need a lot of people. It's really fun if there's more.
Does it take long to learn for someone who maybe hasn't done much of that in the past?
Not really. The coaches, they take you out into like a different room, and they'll run through the 11 steps of archery success with just like a string bow, which is just basically like a string of yarn that you pretend you're shooting with. And then after about 2 days of that, you're onto a normal bow, practicing and getting better.
Well, and the nice thing is you don't have to be a big guy to be an offensive lineman. You don't have to be a tall guy to be a center on the basketball team. Anybody realistically can do this.
Oh, that's the nice thing about it is the club or whatever, the archery program that they have, the Nationals, no matter any of your disabilities, they will try and make it so you can shoot. We shoot with a girl. We've shot with her in a tournament where she's in a wheelchair, and it's just so fun to watch her because it's motivation. You can do whatever you want.
You bet. Very inclusive sport. Opportunities for everyone there. Well, hey, congratulations again. I appreciate you representing Atlantic so well. Sounds like you're having a lot of fun with that. Good luck in the future.
Thank you very much.